5:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. Monday, as you know, is Congressional Monday on this show. We feature a rotating collection of great, great members of Congress. And Monday, Congresswoman Jen Kiggins is going to be here. Looking forward to chatting with her again. It should be an enjoyable time. See if there's any developments in D.C. on anything. Now, just FYI, over on the Senate side of things, Tom Tillis, who I knew Tom, I guess it's 20 plus years ago, in Charlotte, North Carolina. And Tom was a state representative at the time, was, I thought, a pretty good guy. And he's just gone bat crap crazy through the years. And now he is leading the charge against the SAVE Act in the Senate. It's just nuts. It is absolute insanity. But, I don't know what to tell you. Maybe Congresswoman Jen Kiggins will have a little insight for us Monday afternoon as we celebrate Congressional Monday. A couple of other things that I just wanted to throw out there, a couple of things that you and I just need to pay a little bit of attention to. The situation as it is playing out with the RPD goes back a long time. And we can pretend, if we want to, I don't want to, but you could pretend, as some of these hysterical pearl clutchers are doing right now, that the Richmond Police Department did not respond appropriately because they had people in their street doing this, that, or the other. I will simply remind you, that you are the same people when you're not clutching your pearls, yelling about the cops. Same people sitting in the median on Monument Avenue for whatever the latest protest is that week, and you all were the same people on board with defund the police. And you keep electing people who hate cops. And you won't vote for people who will fully staff the Richmond Police Department. Here's what I can tell you. You know, I teach every week at Pamunkey Regional Jail. And part of that involves interacting with folks who are criminals. I mean, they'll be the first ones to tell you they're criminals. I got one guy who just got sentenced the other day. He's gone away for a long time, and I mean a long time. He's a repeat undocumented pharmacist. And here's what I can tell you. You don't want to do crime here in Hanover County. You don't. You don't want to commit crimes in Hanover County. Here's why. The Hanover County Sheriff's Office will find you and arrest you. The Hanover County Commonwealth's Attorney will prosecute you. And the judges here in Hanover County will send you away. So if you are interested in some sort of a criminal enterprise, not that I encourage that sort of thing, but I would suggest to you that Hanover County is not the place to set up shop. Part of that is because we in Hanover County vote for people who support and fund our sheriff's office, support and fund our Commonwealth's attorney. It's completely the opposite in the city. You get what you vote for. I want you to take a listen to this news report. Oh, I'm sorry. I said news. Thank God. You know, hang on a second. Thank God I wasn't drinking anything, but I'm going to do that now. I'm going to issue the warning here. This is ABC National News, which, quite frankly, I think they're top anchors now. They're top news readers, all travel in one of those little tiny clown cars because it's just gotten to be such a collection of ass clownery over there. But it is cut number two. So if you do have something liquid to drink, please do that now, whether it's hot or cold, because I do not want you spitting it on your windshield or on your laptop. I won't be responsible for that. Cut number two.
Finally tonight, America Strong, the goal of a lifetime for a high school hockey hero.
His game-winning goal in double overtime and his triumph after unimaginable tragedy. Rules senior Colin Dorgan, number 17. Nearly a month ago, Colin's mother, brother, and grandfather were killed at his hockey game, targeted by a former family member. His team, his community, rallying behind Colin. And now, 3 weeks later, they're back on the ice. Their jerseys stitched with a heart with the initials of the victims. It's double overtime in their Division II state semifinal game. And here's Colin all alone. His school behind the glass, on their feet, cheering for him. The announcers recognizing the moment.
Nothing will ever change what happened to that young man, but there's a moment for him that he'll never forget.
Afterward, Colin calling it the greatest moment of his life, so soon after the worst. Tonight, Colin Dorgan sending his team to the state championship game, saying he could feel the love from every person out there in the arena.
We are all cheering you on, Colin, and good luck. I'm David Newell. I'll see you back here tomorrow.
We are all cheering him on, and it's a lovely story, and it warms the cockles of your heart or the heart of your cockles. But I got to tell you what they did there in that ABC News report. They talked about a former family member. No, it was his transgender father. Now, why would you not mention that? Because it sure seems to me that is more, well, it's the truth, so it's obviously more appropriate than referring to his transgender father as a former family member who murdered other parts of his family. Could it be, and again, I'm just spitballing here because what the hell do I know? I'm just some loudmouth on the radio, right? But could it be that it ties in with all of these other transgender folks who have committed acts of violence, who have committed murders? Do you think that could, maybe I'm right, or maybe I'm wrong. It's one of the two, I'll tell you that. MS Now, do we have time for this? I'm sure we do. MS Now used to be what? MS 13. No. MSNBC, but even NBC was disgusted by him. So now they're MS Now. That Katie Tier is, she wants you to know who's really responsible for the attack on the synagogue in Michigan. Cut number five.
Well, the Republican Party is having right now a real fight on its hands amid wings of the Republican Party that are extremely anti-Semitic or flirting with anti-Semitism, and Republicans on the other side of the party who are saying, hold on, what are you doing? This is ripping us apart. Democrats are having a fight on that as well, but it's been pretty pronounced within the Republican Party.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's
Ted Cruz and Tucker Carlson alone.
Yes, I mean, there's a bunch of different axes, and it gets very sort of difficult to disentangle them. I mean, there is a rising sort of avowedly white nationalist, you know, Groyper Nazi adjacent part of the party that is sort of increasingly ordering its politics around not just criticism of the Israeli government, but a view of Israel as the single most powerful world actor, and as Jews as the single most powerful world actor, and as Jews manipulating America to prey upon it. And these are, of course, the oldest anti-Semitic tropes. And you have someone like, you know, Nick Fuentes, who went on Tucker's show, and someone that was worked with him is going to be part of the College Republicans now at the national level. Like, it's not that far. Michelle Goldberg's got a great column in the New York Times today about a Florida candidate who's sort of drawing on that energy. And it remains, I think, a kind of fringe tendency, but it's getting larger.
History doesn't repeat, but it does rhyme, right?
Yeah.
Those two would be, they would be useful idiots, I suppose, but no great shock there. They're at MS Now. There is vicious anti-Semitism out there. There is unabashed Jew hatred out there. It is in the Democrat Party, and it is in the Republican Party. It is from people who claim to be conservative in some cases, like Tucker Carlson and Candace Owens. And there's nothing conservative about either one of them. I just thought I'd correct the record because, you know, trying to help out here. 545, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.